You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the secret to making more money than you've ever made before, having a nicer body than you've ever had before, and having better relationships than you've ever had with just one simple concept that I learned from one of my incredible mentors.
Sign up for the next Titanium Live event in February before it sells out. Seats are going fast. At the last Titanium Live, Armand Sadeghi announced a new concept for all Titanium events called No One Left Behind. This means that you can attend any of Armand's events for as little as $1 if that's all you can afford. No questions asked. Just go to TitaniumSuccess.com and you can name your own price. Please use the promo code TITANIUMLIFE. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to another awesome episode of my podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. I really, really love doing this. I love hearing the feedback that I get from you. So please, by the way, as you're listening to these episodes, if you really like what you hear, one, tell your friends and family about it. Two, go on Facebook and write me some comments and send me messages and tell me what you think. Also, you can recommend topics for me to talk about. A lot of these topics that I bring up are topics that are brought up by individuals who follow me on social media, and they send me requests, and I actually will talk about some of the things that you've asked. So, someone asked me a question that I thought was really cool, and they said, look, this year, I want to make my life better than it's ever been before. I'm sick and tired of it. I want to make more money. They were like, you know, I'm tired of not having enough money, and I want to make more money this year. And you know, I'm tired of not being in a relationship. This year, I want to get into a great relationship. And they said they're tired of their body never being as good as they want it to be. This individual is in their mid-30s and sort of starting to look at life like, holy cow, if I don't get my stuff together now, am I ever really going to be able to get it together? Now, of course, you talk to people in their 40s and they feel the same way, 20s, same thing. But the bottom line is I want to talk to you today about how do we make this year, whatever year it is, whether it's the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, the end of the year, it doesn't matter. What I want you to think about is how do we make this year the best year of your entire life? Well, here's what I would tell this individual who's telling me they want to make a lot more money, they want to have better relationships, they want to be in the best shape of their lives. What I'm going to tell you is this, something I learned from one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, who is an incredible, incredible man who shared some of the most incredible knowledge in the world with me. And I've been listening to this man speak since the 90s. He was just an incredibly, incredibly knowledgeable man and a kind man and one who taught me a lot. And here's what he says that I'm going to tell you. This year, you want to make more money than you've ever made before. This year, you want to have a better relationship than ever before. This year, you want to have a better body than you've ever had before. Well, here's what I've got to tell you, my friend. In order to have more, you must become more. In order to have more money, you have to become more. In order to have a nicer body, you must become more. In order to have the best relationship of your life, whether you're already in a relationship or you need to get into one, in order to have that, you are going to have to become more. See, what got you here will not get you there. What that means is that the actions that you took to get to here today are not the actions that are going to get you to that next level. In order for this year to be the best year of your life, you have to decide that you're going to be the best you the world has ever seen. The best you in every single way. How can we make you the best you financially? How can we make you the best you when it comes to your relationships? How can we make you the best you in everything that you do on a daily basis? Well, number one, you have to expect more of yourself than anyone else could possibly ever expect of you. How about that? You see these kids in school who are happy getting B's and their parents are like, oh, I really want you to get an A. Well, what if your parents wanted you to get an A and you said, you know what? I expect more of myself than anyone could ever expect of me. So you hold yourself to an even higher standard and you say, well, I'm going to get an A+. What if every day you woke up living like that, where you expected more of yourself than anyone else could ever expect of you? But more importantly, what I want you to understand is that life is a growth path. Life is not this thing where you come in and you kind of just chug along and you go and go and go. Life is a place where you've got to learn and grow. Now, as I'm saying this, I'm talking to only people who decided to tune into my podcast episode. So my friend out there, I know you're a unique human being. Just by the fact that you're sitting there and listening to this podcast episode, when most people don't listen to these things and don't bother to read books and listen to audio programs, and enrich themselves, you obviously are a very unique type of person. And I love you for that. And I love the fact that you've decided to go on this journey. So I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you in the next year, the next 12 months of your life, whether it's New Year's that is coming around the corner or just passed, or it's your birthday or it's something else. I want you to pick any old excuse in the world and decide that as of today, you are going to make the next 12 months of your life a dedication to being more. Stop asking for more and decide that you want to be more. Some of you out there believe in God. Some of you don't. I don't teach religion and I don't try to tell people to do one thing or another. But as most of you know, if you've listened to my episodes and been to my events, I am a very spiritual person. I have a beautiful relationship with God. But one of the deals I have with myself is that I never ask God for anything. Recently, the lottery got up to $1.5 billion. And I just thought to myself, God, you know what I would hate more than anything else is to be God today. You know how many people sat there in their living rooms, in their beds, and wherever, and prayed to God that they would win the lottery? I mean, imagine that. As if God has nothing better to do than to listen to your ridiculous prayers about winning the lottery. You want to have more money? Why don't you become more this year? You want to have more money in your bank account? You want to be able to buy a nicer car, buy a nicer house, provide for your family, donate some of your money, do whatever it is that you love to do with money? Well, what if you decided that the next 12 months of your life, you were going to dedicate to becoming more? And what if you understood that in order to have more, you must first become more? And see, first is the key word there. In order to have more, you must first become more. That means you can't say, hey, pay me more and I'll be more, because that's what most people tell you. I have a couple hundred employees, and 99% of them, the deal they have with me, they don't say it, but sometimes they do, but this is the deal they have with me. I know it. They say, when you give me more money, I will give you more of me. And you know what? Those are the people who don't succeed. Those who succeed, that 1% that's different than anybody else, that's the group that says, I will give you everything. I will deliver and deliver and deliver massive results for you. I'll give you more hours than you're paying me for. I'll give you more effort. I'll give you more of me, more of everything that I've got. They study on the weekends. At nights, they go to Barnes & Noble and they sit there reading to get better at whatever it is that they do. They enrich themselves. And guess what? Those are the people who I have no choice but to give pay raises to on a consistent basis. Because how can you not give someone a pay raise when they keep getting better? In business, it's the same way. In order to have more, you have to become more. If you've got a company that has $3 million in revenue and you want to have a company that has $6 million in revenue, you have to figure out how to add twice as much value for your clients, right? You can't just say, I want more. I want a bigger business. I want to make more money. My friends, it doesn't work that way. What you've got to do is get absolutely committed and laser focused on the result of adding more value in order for you to become more. So this year, in the next 12 months, my challenge to you is this. This is a short and quick episode to get you to decide that that's it. This year, I've had enough. I'm not going to settle anymore. I'm not going to settle for being the same person I used to be. I'm not going to settle for being broke. I'm not going to settle for having a terrible relationship. But what I'm going to do is I am going to become more. If it's relationships you want and you're already in a relationship, what if this year you decided that you were going to become a better you? If you were a better you, imagine what you could accomplish. Imagine what you can do with your life if you were a better you in relationships. When it comes to everything in your life, what if this was the year that you stepped it up and you decided to expect more of yourself than anyone else? So in closing, I just want to remind you again, the key to success in any area is to decide what you're going to do, what you're willing to put out there. And the secret is that in order to have more, you have to become more. Make these next 12 months the months of your life that you commit to becoming more than you've ever been before. Tap into the best parts inside of you. God has blessed you with some of the most incredible gifts in every aspect of your life. Just tap into those things and decide that in the next 12 months, you're going to be the best you the world has ever seen. I love you all. And as you're out there trying to be the best you, always remember that the best you is the one that leads with his heart. So go out there every day of your life and lead with your heart. Should we do that? What if we start screwing with people and like I purposely mispronounce one thing every episode and like I just keep saying it wrong and then just see how many comments we get back with people who are like, dude, I don't think that's how you say that. Yeah, let's re-record some of these episodes. No, just kidding. You know what the worst thing that you guys could ever do to me is like if I finish an episode and you're like, oh, oops, we didn't get that. that would probably be the end of everything for me. Our friendship especially, it would not do well.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.